Welcome to the Barber's Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. Someone stole my mood ring. I don't know how I feel about that.
Because you don't have a mood ring anymore. So you don't know how you feel. I guess that had to be explained. Well, now we're going to jump right into this week's big word of the week. This week's big word of the week is esteemed. Esteemed is spelled E-S-T-E-E-M-E-D. It means held in great respect or admired. So, Dayton, do you know anything or anybody that's esteemed?
Well, any time that someone gets very popular at one point, they are very esteemed.
Okay.
For achieving a big goal. Like breaking a professional sports world record.
Oh. So that is an example of this week's big word of the week. And so now we're going to jump right into this week's this or that question. Dayton, this week's this or that question is brought to you by The Hair Cafe, where if you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's this or that question is, Dayton, Google or Bing? Dayton,
hello. I choose Google.
Why?
Because sometimes it goes faster than Bing. I mean, actually, it goes faster than Bing.
According to who?
Me. And Bing, sometimes they'll give you the wrong answers. And Google has doodle games. Like Google Doodle Baseball.
I don't really know what the difference is, so I just guess I choose Bing because
they don't have Bing Doodle Baseball.
Has a funny namer.
Google is better. It's Google.
Okay. So now it's time for this week's change maker, which Dayton has for us.
This week's change maker, who is a poet, is brought to us by Easy iPhone Repair. If you can't fix it, it ain't broke. Georgia Blanche Douglas Camp Johnson, better known as Georgia Douglas Johnson, was an African-American poet, one of the earliest African-American female playwrights, and an important figure in the Harlem Renaissance. Yes.
So, sounds like she was, you know, like a change, like a very big change maker at her time, which is a common theme between the people that we have in our podcast. So now, as we move on to the next segment of the podcast, I'd like to let you guys know that you can contact us at bruhvsbro@outlook.com. That's bruhvsbro@outlook.com. And you could be like Unika, who just won a fanny pack and will win a gift card for contacting us at bruhvsbro@outlook.com. You could also win lots of other prizes like
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
That was sad.
Posters.
Great.
Cars.
Nice.
Solar toys.
Yeah.
And much more.
Okay. That was okay. So we're gonna jump right into this week's poem recommendation, which Dayton has for us.
This week's poem recommendation is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. The Heart of a Woman by Georgia Blanche Douglas Camp. The heart of a woman goes forth with the dawn, as a lone bird soft winging so relentlessly on afar o'er life's turrets and veils. Does it roam in the wake of those echoes? The heart calls home. The heart of a woman falls back with the night and enters some alien cage in its plight and tries to forget it has dreamed of the stars. Well, it breaks on the sheltering bar.
It was so nice that we had to put a beat to it. Okay, so.
The end.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that the heart of a woman will go far.
What about the heart of a bird? Wasn't there like a bird involved in the...
That is describing the heart, sir.
Okay.
As a lone bird, so... Okay, let's not go into that.
No. No.
Yes.
Well, now that we read it to you, with the beat, you guys know how the poem goes. Anyway, we're going to jump right into this week's next segment, which is the fact of the day. Also, like, this day in history. So, on this day, which is January 26th, in 1988, The Phantom of the Opera premiered. Here, I'll tell you the whole thing. Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical, The Phantom of the Opera, based on the French novel Le Phantom de l'Opera in 1909 by Gadsden LaRoe, has its first performance on Broadway at the Majestic Theater in New York, and is now the longest-running Broadway show in history. So, Dean, what do you... would you go see The Phantom of the Opera if you could have the chance to?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want to go to an opera.
You don't like... Why?
Because it won't be that fun.
But people are just singing. Like, you don't like to hear people sing? No?
I don't know.
It's never over till the fat lady sings. That's what they say. So now we get to shout out to the people who make us possible. Our producer / director, BL Self, and the fat lady.
Our team mom / security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey. Because what we do without a therapy dog. And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. Bye.
This is Bruh versus Bro.